Proxy fussed over Starkiller as never before, brushing ash and dust from his clothes with vigorous flicking motions of his slim metal hands. Maybe the droid had never been separated so long from his master before. Juno didn't know, and she didn't care to ask. The look on Starkiller's face was thunderous.
"Who was she?"
he said to Coda.
"Princess Leia Organa. Her father's Bail Organa. My contact in the Senate.
I want to talk to him."
"You can't."
"I just risked my life rescuing his daughter from a planet overrun by stormtroopers."
"Don't, boy."
Coda raised one weary hand as Starkiller loomed over him.
"You can't talk to Bail because I can't find him. He's gone missing. I haven't been able to contact him since we left Bespin. The last time I saw him was on Nar Shaddaa some weeks after I fell. He found me and tried to recruit me, then to rescue Leia. I refused, of course."
He indicated his eyes as though that explained everything.
"When I refused, he sent me to Cloud City. I haven't seen or heard from him since."
Coda turned away, chin tilted resolutely downward, while Starkiller retreated to the meditation chamber. Starkiller reappeared a short time later, looking tidier and at least physically refreshed after a short time out.
"Where are we going?"
he asked Juno.
"Nowhere," she said.
Coda looked up with blind eyes.
"When I last saw Bail Organa, he said he would find someone to help him if I wouldn't. Master Shock T was his choice. I warned him it would be too dangerous, but the fool went after her anyway, alone. There was nothing I could do to stop him. I've checked with Yelenic Itglar, his assistant on Alderaan. Bail vanished as soon as he landed on
Felucia," said Starkiller, nodding. Hyperspace gave way to real space through the forward viewport. Felucia hung directly ahead, as swollen with life and as green as the apprentice remembered it. The apprentice studied it closely, seeking any sign of the imbalance Coda had warned him of. He wasn't afraid of the dark side. If anything, he would feel more comfortable on a world in which the proper dynamic between light and dark had been restored. But Shakti's death should have had a profound effect on the world and its inhabitants.
"Searching for the transponder," said Juno. "Shouldn't take long. Felucius is quiet as..." "Ah, yes, there it is. You were right."
Juno moved the rogue shadow in a fast orbit through the skies of Felucia, triangulating on Bail Organa's signal. The transport had landed very close to where she and the apprentice had put down the first time, although neither of them mentioned that fact in front of Coda.
"I'm picking up signs of a large Imperial presence on the ground," Juno said as they descended.
"They're the least of your worries, I suspect." Juno put them down on another sturdy mushroom cap, more confidently than she had on her first try. Organa's transport was parked on the far side, its hatches open, empty of life, according to the Rogue Shadow's sensors.
"Wanna come, General?"
the apprentice asked the old man.
"What use would I be to you out there?"
Coda retorted.
"You'll be better off without me slowing you down."
"Whatever you say." The apprentice strode